Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, the phone lines are going to be like the Boxing Day sales of old today, MG.
Yeah, certainly are.
The final spot on our golf day is up for grabs. This is it.
Yeah, we're a bit disappointed with our producer, Charlie, yesterday. His question was too easy.
Yep.
Both contestants got the answer right, so consequently, they're both coming to the golf day. But tonight's question, we've asked him to do it again, and he's up the ante big time.
He's had a good, long, hard look at himself in the mirror, and then he's come up with a tough question. Real tough, so make sure you keep listening when we tell you to call. Get on that phone fast. This is the final spots available for our golf day, Liverpool Golf Club. Lots to get through tonight, MG. Your ladder continues. You're going to tell us who finishes 10th. Something of a controversial knob or not coming up just after 6:30.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it will be.
Yeah. But up next, the big story of the day in the world of rugby league is Adam Reynolds. I mean, the Bunnies are meant to be one of the premiership contenders, and
yes,
yet their captain, on the eve of the season starting, contract speculation. He and the club not on the same page, apparently.
Yeah, look, it's just when the Rabbitohs look poised to give the competition a real shake. This has the potential to derail their whole campaign. One of their star players having a contract dispute, that's just what you don't need.
Right, well, I want to get your thoughts on how much the club should give him, how much money, how many years, and all the rest of that. And if the Rabbitohs won't hold on to him, who should go in for Adam Reynolds? That's up next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Your chance to join us, the last chance to join us on our golf day at Liverpool Golf Club coming up very soon. MG, we need to do this.
Trending now.
13353 Bunnies fans, join in the conversation. We're talking about your captain, your halfback, Adam Reynolds. The quotes in the paper, various newspapers today, MG, is that he and the club are currently not on the same page as far as a contract extension goes. The club wants to offer him one more year. He would like a longer-term contract. He's 30 years of old. He's played every game of first grade with the Bunnies, 205. He's won a competition, and he's looking for some security, which in what will likely be his last long-term contract.
And he's looking for some loyalty to come back at him after being at the one club for since 2012. Look, I have a little morning routine. I come home after the morning gym sessions at my gym and buy the paper. I sit down to a bowl of Weet-Bix and start reading away. On the back page today, I nearly choked on my Weet-Bix when I read, "Don't make me quit, Adam Reynolds." I went, "What the hell? What's going on?" Then I read more, and I can't believe that they've given an option of 1 year extension. This is a guy who is clutch. He's never injured. He's the leading point scorer for the last three seasons. He's scored 200 plus points. He averages about, as I said, about 25 games a year. His field goals are just phenomenal. He kicks about 90%. He was in the running for Origin. His name was mentioned this year, and in my opinion, he's in the top three halfbacks in the game, along with Cleary and DCE. So I don't understand the reluctance from South Sydney to not give him an extension. I don't know about a three-year extension. I think I'd give him at 30 years of age, I'd give him a two-year extension. For this, obviously he's got this season to come. Then I'd go, okay, you know what, Adam, I'd give you 23 and 24. And we'll see how you go.
Do you think his age is the dominating factor? I mean, this is a guy who will turn 31 this year. But haven't we seen Cam Smith is an exception to the rule, but aren't we seeing more and more Mitchell Pearce? We're seeing that players can play. 30 shouldn't really be this scary number that frightens clubs off significant contracts.
I don't think it should be. I really think it's just the number. And this guy, we spoke about him earlier in the show this year when he was a toenail away from getting his team into the grand final. He just seems to get better with age, Adam Reynolds. I love the way he plays. I love the way he's a little guy in a big man's game, and he dominates. He's with his kicking game, with his passing game. Yeah, sure, his running game isn't up there with some of the good halves, but he makes up for that with his clutch goal kicking, his field goals that wins his team games. And I have a high regard for Adam Reynolds. I really have a very high regard of him. And I I'm not Blake Solly. I don't put myself in the CEO's position and say, okay, this is where we're at with our, all our contracts. And where we're sitting, but surely to stop it, you're making an announcement of good faith leading into the season. I give South a massive chance of winning this year's competition. But this could derail it. This could derail their... If these contract negotiations go into the year, this could spell bad news for the Rabbitohs.
We saw Alex Johnston last year. I mean, he's now signed on to remain with the Bunnies. But we saw last year that the club, as much as they love Alex Johnston, wanted to keep him, they just said, no, we can't do it. And we're not prepared to, take money from elsewhere to pay you. So we're happy for you to go elsewhere. If the Bunnies find themselves in that same situation with Adam Reynolds here,
yep.
Give me one or two clubs who would be currently just checking the bank balances to say,
Broncos.
Hey...
Broncos. Every day of the week, yeah, Broncos.
It's exactly what they're missing, isn't it?
Oh, a goal-kicking halfback who's clutch, yeah. He's got everything that a lot of other halfbacks want. And the only thing he hasn't got with a lot of young halfbacks have got is the age next to his name.
Mm.
But the way he played last year in trying circumstances, or the way everyone played, really, the way all these NRL players just went above and beyond, this is when we really find out about loyalty at clubs, don't we? We really find out about it. And I know we're going to talk about something later in the show about loyalty in clubs. But
What about if he just crossed Anzac
the Roosters?
Parade, MG?
I would not put it out of the equation a la Cooper Cronk to come and teach these young guys, Lamb and Walker,
Hang out with his old mate Luke Keary again in the halves for a couple of seasons.
Look, there's a good one. Nick listens to our show.
Uncle Nick.
He loves our show, and he'll be on the phone right away to Adam Reynolds' agent. Look, I hope for everyone's sake. I'd love to see him stay at one club. He deserves to stay at one club, and absolutely. I think they should offer him at least a contract for 22 and 23.
All right, well, he's a chance to go into the top 10 point scorers all time.
Yeah.
At the end of this season, MG.
Very valuable player.
Up next, though, your ladder continues. We're up to 10th. Who does MG think will finish there? Find out next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Now, if you're not already doing so, grab the Listener app, MG. It is the best place for you to get all of our catch-up podcasts, all the extra stuff that we can never fit into the show. LISTNR, no E, the Listener app, and you can integrate all your other favourite shows and music. It's
everything on one app.
It's quite the savvy place to be these days, MG, isn't it?
I was listening to myself all day today. On our podcast.
All right, well, you can listen to yourself again.
Subscribe.
Because we need to do this.
Ladder.
MG's ladder.
Where are we up to, MG? 10th?
We are up to 10th today. And that moniker goes to the Newcastle Knights.
Ooh.
I've got them dropping a bit from last year. They came 7th. They fell into the 8 and got bundled out in the first round of semi-final footy from the team we were just talking about, the Rabbitohs. I think it was about 44 or 46-20.
Yeah. Why are they sliding?
I don't know, to be honest. I think the teams that I've put above them just deserve to be there. I've got no rhyme or reason about the Knights. There's nothing that I see that worries me. The thing that worries me, I suppose, is Kalen Ponga's going to be out for the first 6 weeks, and that's kind of a bit like... It's not the same as Tommy Turbo for that month, but it's similar. You know, he's their enterprise at the back. He's their man, and really they've only really recruited Tyson Frizzell. They've got a couple of young blokes from overseas, Bailey Hodgson from Castleford. They've got another young bloke called Dom Young from Huddersfield. Suar Sasu gives them some backup. Young Jack Johns went up there from South Sydney back home. And Blake Green gives them some stability, but he's getting older, Blake Green. So the 5-8 position probably worries me a tad because I think at the moment they've got Kurt Mann who's going to start there if all goes well. And they're talking about playing Connor Watson at lock.
Yeah.
Which worries me a tad as well. I think Tyson Frizzell would make a fantastic lock, but even Rich Barnett, who's their lock there at the moment, he's a fantastic player as well. So their back three are good in the scrum. I mean, with Fitzgibbon, Barnett, and Frizzell up front, they've obviously got a fantastic front row with Saifidi and Clemmer and Young Brayley. But that's the back line, I suppose, that worries me a tad. Besides Bradman Best, who is going to be a superstar of our game, they've got either Heimel Hunt or Tuala for one of the wings. Edric Lee, who played Origin last year, so he's always safe as a bank. So, yeah, look, it's... Again, I said this when I started the ladder. Teams about 7 or 6 down to 16 could be shuffled around. But my top 6 are pretty definitive when I get to them, but apart from that, I had a real trouble putting these in order. I really did.
You get the sense, MG, that the Newcastle Knights' fortunes are going to be dictated by the same bloke they're always dictated by, which is Mitchell Pearce.
Mitchell Pearce, yeah.
And he's had a troubled off-season, which he's dealing
with. Not ideal. I read recently that things might be looking up for him as far as his relationship goes, which I hope so, because when you get something played out so much in the media like he did with that event, it takes a long time to get over it, but hopefully them wounds are being mended as we speak. And yeah, it does, you know, we spoke about Adam Reynolds being 30. I don't think Mitchell Pearce is much older. I think Mitchell's only about 31 or something like that, so he seems to have been around forever and ever, but
he'll be 32 in April this year.
Okay,
and they're in the process of working out what his next offering as far as a contract looks like from the Newcastle Knights as well. So, who knows? I mean, there could be two fairly experienced halfbacks up for grabs come the end of the season. But Mitchell Pearce and Kalyn Ponga, the same two names that are going to dictate their fortune as have the past couple of seasons.
Yeah,
you speak about that forward pack though. I just think Tyson Frizzell.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting to see how he goes, because when he burst onto that rep scene with the Dragons when he was playing his best, he was unbelievable. And you got the sense towards the back end of last year that it was sort of like, you know, he was running in mud at times with the Dragons. The fatigue and the weight of it all had got to him.
Yeah, well said. I think that's a good analogy. I think it's all caught up with him. You know, he's been used as a bit of a battering ram at the Dragons, and pretty predictable how he'd get the ball. It'd always be one or two wide, and then he'd just either, you know, run a flat ball or run as a second man or a decoy. I'd like to see him use his ball skills a little bit. That's why I'd like to see him promoted to the lock forward position. I think he lock forward or front row would be, like, I keep saying that every time we come up against, when we talk about the ladder, I think there's an opportunity with these new rules to put what once were second rowers into the front row. Tevita Pengai Jr.
Jai Arrow.
Now I think Tyson Frizzell, he could promote himself to front row as well. I just think there's an opportunity there to get the best out of these players. When you're on when you're on edge these days as a second rower, you don't get the ball. You just don't get the ball because you're all confined to 10 metres.
All right, well, you've got him finishing 10th, MG. You'll be pleased to know Kalyn Ponga informs me Tyson Frizzell, even though he's moved up to Newcastle, still only getting around in skins, no shorts or shirt.
Mate, if you've got a body like him, Jesus Christ, absolutely. Flaunt it, brother, flaunt it.
All right, now is the time. 133.53, we've got one spot left at our golf day. Get on the phone.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. Very shortly, MG, there's reports of another transfer target for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs that I want to put to you.
Ooh, Trent Barrett's been busy.
Trent Barrett apparently is just constantly on the phone trying to poach players from other clubs. We're going to get to that shortly, but before we arrive there...
On Triple M's Rush Hour, you are a knob.
No, I'm not.
It's Knob or Not.
Time for an edition of Knob or Not, MG, where I need you to decide if this person from the sporting world is in fact a knob or not. I don't feel comfortable saying this one.
Who have you got for me today?
Steve Smith.
Oh, Steve Smith. What are you... These past discretions are way behind you. What are you talking about?
Well, let me talk you through it. Okay. There's been a couple... There was an article in The Australian this morning by Peter Lawler, who we've had on this show previously. He loves his cricket, knows his cricket well. He wrote a piece basically referring that the behaviour of Steve Smith and Marnus Labuschagne, who've both been dismissed at Sheffield Shield level and shown something of dissent towards the umpire on the way off after their dismissals, is a slippery slope back into the bad behaviour that Australian cricket apparently had before Sandpapergate occurred.
That's a long bow, Pete. That's a long bow.
So that's part one. And then part two of the case for Steve Smith, knob or not, is twice in recent times he's been asked about Pat Cummins as the possible next captain of the Australian Test side after Tim Payne. And these two bits of audio have been edited together. These are the two ways he's responded.
Can Pat Cummins, is there any reason why he can't be the captain of Australia?
Good question. I think being a fast bowler, it'd be tough. But, that's not for me to really answer.
Yeah, it was good. Pretty easy day, I think, today. I don't think there was too much to sort of do.
Not a tough day, but yeah, did good in his first day.
Okay, let's go through part one.
Break it down for us.
Part one, I have no problem at all when players get out and they remonstrate that they're peed off, that their wicket is gone. I think it shows that they really value their wicket, and I don't see any drama at all in blokes who are, you know, especially high profile like Steve Smith and Labuschagne. I don't see any drama if they get out when they weren't ready to get out and they get peed off. Yeah. I have nothing. It happens to the best. It happens to the best in cricket. I understand a little bit where Pete's coming from, Pete Laylor's coming from, because, you know, it's a couple of times that's happened in recent times for both of them, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I think, again, you've got to have emotion as a world-class batsman, and you've got to hate the fact that you've just gotten out, and gotten out probably cheaply as well. So,
okay.
Part one, I'm fine with part one. If any batsman in the world is listening or watching cricket and they say to you that they loved getting out, yeah. I'll give you $1 million.
For what it's worth, I don't think the behaviour is slipping either. We're just not playing very well. We're getting pants by.
Yeah.
We got smacked by New Zealand yesterday, and we got beaten by the Indians. So we're not playing great cricket, but I don't think there's poor behaviour going on. Anyway, what about part two and the Pat Cummins comments?
Well, part two, I've long said on this show, for over 2 years, maybe 3 years, that I think if ever a fast bowler would be the Australian captain, it's Pat Cummins.
Yes.
Obviously, he's the flavour of the month. He's their golden boy. And for Steve Smith to flatly not endorse him shows a little bit of disrespect. Shows that if he wants to get the captaincy back, he's going the complete wrong way about it, because you've got to endorse the guy who they want to look at, at least look at for state level.
Mm.
He's captaining them at the state level. And then he's kind of said on two occasions that we just put together, you know, he went okay and he didn't have much to do today. Well, how about saying, mate, he's done a great job. He's done a fantastic job. So to answer your question, is he a knob or not? I'd say a half knob. I'd say halfer.
Which tells me that, and I think you and I agree on this, he's not a knob. We love Steve Smith. He's one of the outstanding batsmen. But those comments about Pat Cummins are so interesting, because we cry out for athletes to be honest and be themselves. And yet
that didn't sound like Steve Smith to me, but
no, I know.
I've been at luncheons with Steve Smith. I've seen him do all his work with Gussie, with his charity, and he pours his heart out on his sleeve after what happened in South Africa. He talks about that. That wasn't the Steve Smith I know, what I've heard. So something's irked him as far as maybe the second time he's been asked that question about Pat Cummins.
Yeah.
It would have been nice for him to say, you know what, mate, he's doing his best job that he can, and I think he's doing a great job, and I support him 100%. We would not be having this conversation if his interviews went the other way.
That's a very good point. All right, there you have it. Steve Smith, not a knob. Let's call it a knobbish moment.
Let's call him an eggplant. Half a knob.
Share with him, Jim.
Let's call him a bit of Devon.
Find out who the Bulldogs are chasing for 2022 next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. We are almost done for you Tuesday. No more spots on the golf day, MG.
No.
You can hear the tissues all around Sydney.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can't wait to get there.
Liverpool Golf Club, it will be excellent. Make sure you're following us on our Instagram, at Rush Hour Triple M. We'll have plenty of content coming out from the day. It'll be basically like you are there with us.
Of course it will be. And can you replicate your last time we had a golf day and sink an 80-foot putt?
Well, you'll just have to tune in to find out. Hey, before we go, a report popped up today that caught my eye from our friend The Mole for Wide World of Sports.
Tony Adams, yes.
And Moley has put it out there that the Bulldogs, who are already recruiting left, right and centre from everywhere and anywhere,
yes,
have made Ryan Madison their number one target for the 2022 season.
Oh, wow. He sure knows how to piss off his fellow Western Suburbs teams, doesn't he? Old Trent Barrett. He's loading his musket, isn't he? First he's picked off Matty Burton for 2022. Mm-hmm. Josh Addo-Carr is going there 2022. Ryan Madison, well, this is interesting because at the moment Ryan Madison seems to get itchy feet pretty quickly. And ever since he played for the Roosters, then went to the Tigers for a year, he's been at the Eels only for a year or 2 years at Eels?
First year at the Eels.
First
just
year,
done.
Wow. Look, he is a maverick at the moment. And why not? Why not? I don't see anything wrong for him or his management shopping around to the highest bidder per se. But what it would do for me, if I was a potential club looking for his services, I may balk.
Quick recap on the Ryan Madison story. He's 26 years of age. He's played 103 games in the NRL. 60 with the Roosters, 2016 to 2018. The Tigers came in, offered a lot more cash. Roosters said, best of luck to you, Maddo. See you later. 3-year deal at the Tigers. Lasted one season, He was included in the Blues squad, so he did start to come on as a player, and he was included in 18th man in the Blues squad. Played the one season there, then we all know how that ended. Very messy at the end of 2019. He agitated for the move. He's obviously gone for more cash with the Eels, although the line was that he wanted the chance to win a comp. One season with the Eels in the books. How did you assess that one season he's played thus far for the Eels?
I thought he was solid without being spectacular.
Okay.
I think he's a really good player. I rate him highly as a back rower. I'd love to see him get more oomph in his game, a bit more aggro, to be one of them wide-running, damaging players. When he does get involved, he's involved. Put it that way.
He's signed a three-year deal with the Eagles, so he's got at least two more years there, although the third year is an
option. Or has he?
Well, the third year is an option in his favour, I believe I'm reading that right. Okay. And it sounds like he's on about $500,000 a season thereabouts. But, I mean, what does this say about Ryan Madison if at the end of a two-year stint with the Eels, he was prepared to go on? Because his younger brother is tied to Mounties, which is now the feeder club for the Bulldogs.
Yep.
And there's some the Mole reports that Madison would want to play with his brother, and that's an avenue into getting his services at Canterbury.
He wouldn't be the first brother who wanted to play with his brother at a club. Look, I'd be disappointed if that was the case if I was a Parramatta fan or part of their hierarchy, because I suppose he's well entrenched into their future plans, because, you know, you take him out of that pack. Obviously, last year, I think Campbell Gillard and Junior Paulo outshone him at times, but when Ryan Madison was at his best, he stands out. He's a born rugby league player. As I said again, I'd just like to see him going forward. I'd like to see, and I think the only thing that's stopping him from being a regular in State of Origin is he lacks a bit of that aggro that we need. Everyone needs a back rower who terrorises opponents both in attack and defence. And I've seen Ryan Madison do it on a few occasions. I want to see him do it on a lot of occasions.
It's something to keep an eye out for Bulldogs fans. It's been reported today. We'll see how it plays out over the next 12 months. It would put him right in contention to go past James Maloney for most clubs represented. He'd be at his fourth club at 27 years of age.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Well, I hope the Mole is a bit far from the mark this time, but he might not be. And as I say, where there's smoke, there's fire. So let's just watch his story and watch it bubble away. And I hope it doesn't cause any disconcert to the Parramatta Eels side of things, because knowing that you've got a player who's restless in your ranks isn't good for morale.
I'd love to see him collect the full 16, personally. I'd love to see him get one of each, MG. Imagine the pool room if you had your signed jersey from every team.
Which will make him 42 when he finishes his rugby league career. Well done, Ryan.
We got to get out of here. Aaron Woods will join us in studio at a club that Ryan Madison hasn't played for yet. From the Cronulla Sharks, Woodsy will be in studio with us tomorrow. We got to go.
As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.